Right, we're in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin. We started talking about the Achsanai. So the Machaber continues in Yeshlo Pesach Pasuach La'atzmo. If when you're staying at someone else's house, you have an entrance to yourself to enter into that area, Tzarech L'Hadlu B'Pischo, then you need to light. You can't do Mishdat B'Pruta. Rather, you need to light in that area. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is Ibnei Chashada, because we don't want people to think that you're staying in this house and you're not lighting Hanukkah candles. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that it sounds like if you don't have an entrance into the home, then even if you are staying in your own room, you can combine pruta. You can give a pruta to the balabayas, and that would be enough. You wouldn't have to light on your own, even if you have your own private room. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes other poskim who say that this is only in time of the Gemara when they used to light on the entrance to their home. But nowadays, when we light inside the house, then any guests, even if they're married and they have someone lighting for them at their home, they should still light in the place where they are staying, because nobody knows that this guest has someone who's lighting at home for them. And also, being mishtatif perputa no longer works, because since the minhag nowadays is for everyone in the house to light, everybody's going to think if this guy's not lighting, there must be something wrong with him. The Magen Avraham says you don't need to be machmir like that opinion unless you have your own private room. But if you don't have your own private room, you would be able to be mishtatif perputa. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to believe that if you have a candle, then you should be lighting. So again, if you are a guest in someone else's home, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you should light your own candles, even if you are a guest, and you should not be mishtateif b'pruta. And the Mechaber says, afal pisha oso bayis eino miyuchad el shein avu ochal al shulchan bala bayis. Hulodin labena ochal eitzal aviv. Even in such a situation, you would still need to light at the entrance. The Rama adds, Yeshom and the Rizanas Nefesh of Madlikim, Bifnim Mamish, Yadlik, Bimachom, She'ochel, V'chein Nagu. The Rama writes that one should actually light in the place where they are eating. So if they're eating in one place and sleeping in another place, they should light in the place where they are eating. That is the opinion of the Rama. So two important points that come out. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're a guest somewhere on Hanukkah, then you should light. You should not be Mishdatei Perpruta. Even if it's not your home, it's just a place that you're staying for that night. And the Rama says that if you have one place where you're eating, one place where you're sleeping, you should light in the place where you are eating. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only true regarding the Achsanai, who does not have his own home, or someone who's staying in his father's house. But if someone's eating at his friend's house that night for a Hanukkah party or something like that, but he has his own house in his city, so then of course he would need to go home to light the candles in his own house and not just light in the place where he was eating. The time you light in the place where you're eating is when you're staying at someone else's house and you're eating in one place and sleeping in another place. That's where you would light where you are eating. If you go somewhere for all 8 days, so then the Bar Halacha says you can for sure light in that place where you are staying for all 8 days, even if it's in the same city. So if it's in the same city, but you happen to be staying at your parents or your in-laws for all 8 days of Hanukkah, that becomes your home. And since that's where you're sleeping, you would be able to light there for sure. You would not need to go home. So the poskim discuss the issues of going, someone who's in yeshiva, where should they light? So if someone lives at home, but they eat in yeshiva, they eat all three meals in yeshiva, what should they do? It's a discussion in the poskim what one should do. If one is staying in yeshiva and they have the dorm and they have the dining room, what should you do in that situation? So the Chazon Ish says that you should light in the Chadar Ochel, and that's what many say, and especially if Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that even if you're supposed to light in your home, which he says you should light in the place that you sleep, but if you can't light in the dorms because they won't allow you to because of fear of fire, so then you would be able to light in the dining room instead. However, others say that no, if you can't light in the place where you're supposed to light, you don't light in the dining room. So this is what Schechter holds, that if they want you to light in the dining room because they say you can't light in the dorms, you're not Yotze if you light in the dining room, because that's such a public place. Your most private place is the dorm where you're sleeping, not the dining room. So he says you're not Yotze if you light in the dining room. Rather, you should be lighting in your home. And if they don't let you light in the dorm where you are sleeping, so then maybe you could light in the hallway or something like that. But lighting in the dining room, you would not be Yotze. What happens if someone goes away for Shabbos and they're going to come home Motzei Shabbos? So what should they do? So Chazon Ish says that you should wait until a little bit and light when you get home. Instead, don't light in the place where you are, since you're going to go home later. And as long as you're going to get home by 10:30, so then you should light that. If you're not going to get home until 1 o'clock in the morning, so then you should light in the place where you were for Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says you should light in the place where you were for Shabbos, because that's still your bias until you actually leave. So it's machlokas what to do in such a situation. Someone who's only staying at their friend's house for a couple days, Rav Yashav says that he should light in his actual home, not in that place, and he would have to send someone to light in his home if he's not going to be there. So again, the basic rules are, if you're staying at someone else's house, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should actually light yourself, whereas Rav Shechter follows Gali Masechta, who says that you would not do so. Rather, you should be Mishtatef Bepruta. The exception to this is, if you're staying at your in-laws or something like that, where you're so comfortable in the house that the living room might have the status of a chatzar for you, so your private area is downstairs where your guest room is, but the living room is a chatzar for you, as you're so comfortable in it, you'd walk around in your bathrobe or something like that. So then Rav Shechter says, in that situation, you would be able to light in that area, but otherwise, you should not light. You should be mishtat v'pruta instead. Siv beis katan shegiel lechinuch tzarich lahad. Look, a child needs to light candles. It's a question of how much they need to light. The Mishnah Berurah says he really knows he needs to only light one candle, but the minhag gets to light all of them. Sif gimel yeshom mashal visham adligan al b'soch beiso im makom sheimbo yisrael madlik b'brachos. There are some who say that even if you have someone who's lighting in your house, if you are in a place where there are no Jews, you should light with brachos ki chayav liros haneros, because you have to actually see the candles. This seems to go against that which we said in Tafreshayim Vav Sif Gimel, which says that when someone's lighting for you, then you wouldn't make the bracha, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow this opinion. Rather, we follow that which we saw earlier in the Ramah, that as long as you have someone lighting for you at home, you do not need to light candles in that situation.